y'all need to get her fixed.
You're the werewolf.
I'm graduating in December.
So you just have, you've been around, but just around.
Come when I can.
All right, all right.
She's down with OPP.
All right. Yeah, I'm just very pleased with our team right now. In fact, so pleased that I asked David Potter what should we do about mandatory breakfast in the morning. We have mandatory breakfast every morning at 7:30, so needless to say, Potter called it off. And, so he finally got to do that. But, you know, that's the way you honor your seniors, by playing well. Certainly Georgia Tech presented us with an opportunity to play against a very good basketball team that was ready. I mean, they were flat ready. And we needed to be ready at the beginning of the game, and we were. And we continued to show what a great offensive rebounding team they are, and they bothered us in the first half with that. And, you know, that's something that we emphasized going into the game, but that just tells you how good they are, 1 through 5, but obviously particularly their two bigs are tremendous. In the halftime, we went in and talked about it again, and we just said we got to clean that up. We're going to have an opportunity to win. You know, we're scoring enough points, but part of our defense is rebounding, and so we emphasized that. And I thought for the first 10, 12 minutes of the second half, we really did that, and that's when we got our working margin. We did that along with making some shots, and you know, I thought offensively all night long we did a great job of attacking. We got Georgia Tech in a chase situation, and we continued to attack and, you know, not let them kind of dictate things and, you know, us not really slow it down. We wanted to spread it, but we wanted to continue to attack. And other than, you know, our bigs not shooting free throws, offensively, I was really pleased with, you know, what we did. And I thought defensively we came out and locked down there in the second half and got some things done, made a couple of adjustments, and started to trap that ball screen a little bit. That bothered them. But I just pleased with our effort all the way around. I had so many guys play well, and, you know, our whole mindset was to honor our seniors by playing well. And I think that's exactly what we did, and it's a night I will always remember, and I know our seniors will. And so I'm just really pleased with our team tonight. But by Thursday, when's the next practice day? One day off, and probably get a little unpleased. I need to get unpleased because we got to get ready to go to Wake Forest. We still got a lot of things to play for. Obviously, we want to try to get one of those top four spots and get a better seating in the ACC tournament. And in every game that you win, obviously, improves your NCAA resume.
Coach, just looking at the box score tonight, this looks like one of your most balanced efforts of the season.
No, I thought offensively we, you know, everything but our big shooting free throws, I thought we did extremely well. And, you know, against a good defensive team.
Could you win that game without the threes, you think?
This game? Yes.
Break their back.
Well, you know, it's tough. We better shoot better. If we don't have the threes, you better shoot better from the free throw line. So you got to make some shots some kind of way. And but, yeah, I mean, I think that we were defending well enough there in the second half that it would have been close. You know, you were going to have to make some free throws or, you know, jump shots down the stretch. At some point, you got to make some shots at some point.
What did it mean to get Andre's big shot at the end of the first half? Do you feel like that carried over the momentum into the second half when you guys start off
on? Yeah, without question. It was like a very pleasant movie being played all over again. It's that same response that we had down at Florida State. And kind of gave us a jolt and momentum going into the half.
What can you say about Trevor?
I don't have enough time. I really don't. He's, and it could be, you know, maybe the best all-around player ever to play at Clemson. We had some pretty good ones here. You know, he's one of the best to play in the league, the ACC, and of course, you know, great, great, great players. But he's shown that he's one of the best players in the country. He's been a cornerstone guy for us. You know, he leads, he scores, he rebounds, you know, he passes it. He gets everybody juiced up with some of the plays that he makes. I think it's appropriate that his last scoring here on senior night was one of those tap dunks that we've seen so many times to get the crowd going. And it was kind of an exclamation mark, and, you know, game's over. And, you know, how many times has he won games at the end with a big block? I mean, maybe 5, 6, 7 times where, you know, they've got to get a shot up, and he just blocks it. I mean, you know, he dominates at times, and certainly carried us, and he's been a centerpiece for us, and just glad we got him.
What's the initial word on Tanner?
I didn't get one. The initial word was he couldn't play in the second half, so I haven't had a chance to talk to the trainer yet.
You think it was just energy and adrenaline that allowed you guys to turn it around this quickly? I mean, Tanner's out, Andre's tweaks an ankle, and then you're in that kind of game against a good team.
Yeah.
It was just the moment that...
Well, motivation. I mean, these... other than the freshmen, you know, all these guys have been involved in winning senior nights, and they remember the emotion and of being a part of it. This is something that they regard as special, and so I think the specialness of the night for this program energizes, and we needed all of it because Georgia Tech was ready, and I think that allowed us to push through too, because it would be one thing to be ready. And, you know, you kind of come out in the second half and you kind of lose steam. And like you said, we're now man down. And but we didn't lose steam. In fact, we picked up steam. And I just think it's a specialness of senior night, the way these guys regard that. And they have a genuine affection for the two guys who were on them.
Oliver, is there a difference in this team, maybe in some of the – others you've had the last
yes,
season that
you're
rallying at the end, finding ways to win at the end, and kind of surging ready?
Well, if you count this year, the last two out of the last 3 years, we've surged this way, unlike what you read sometimes. you know, hopefully this team can end up in the ACC championship game and, you know, change that script. But, you know, it's not like we're, like, blowing people out or something. I mean, we were scratching and clawing and hanging in there, you know, in the ACC. But if you understand that it is a marathon, and you just kind of hang in there and you're good, you got a chance to do something. But sometimes it can chew you up mentally, and it's a grind. And but. You know, back to Larry's question, the fact that's another reason I'm proud of these guys. And in the midst of this grind, they got energy in a game like tonight and a short turnaround. That's the thing that, you know, we all coaches dread, just that short turnaround. And this is the first time we've had that one. And it's tough.
Can you talk about David's play, especially the first half? Carried with some big shots there?
I thought he, you know, played one of his better games. I mean, I thought his leadership was really important, his steady hand out there. He got us going from the outside. Early, which is important because you know they're going to be all around Trevor. But I just thought he was just a steady hand out there. Senior, he played like a senior.
8-8. I guess you thought 8-8 was good enough to get in. Now you must be very confident.
Well, if we don't get in, I'm seceding from the NCAA.
You won 5 out of 6 in the game that you lost. You was up by 15, so you're playing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the definition of playing pretty well in this league is just, boy, you're in there grinding, and you're optimistic, and you're confident, you can get things done, you get knocked down, you get up, and in a short turnaround game, we come back with an effort like this. I think it's not that we're, you know, like blowing people out or something. It's we're just grinding along, and our, you know, if we don't do something well in one game, we kind of fix it and come back, and I thought tonight. Offensively, we're really good. Defensively, we're good when we needed to be, and we finally stopped them a little bit on the boards. And so I just thought it was real good.
Seems like that would be a good sign that you're kind of, you're, you know, as you say, grinding things out, because ultimately in the ACC tournament, and, you know, you're going to have to do that. Right?
No question. No, and it's you know, you hear me talk about a, you know, good movie or bad movie. If you've had those kinds of experiences. You know, sometimes you get a team that, you know, always is winning at the end that year, always winning at the end. Well, that, you know, is they remember that, are coming back. Well, we're a team that if we get in a grind, then we feel like we can pull it out. But we like up-tempo game, too. We like that.
Is this the most physical game you played
Well, we've had some physical games. I mean, I thought Florida State was physical. This is one of the most physical teams there is. I mean, I thought it was a slugfest out there.
Super.
Well, they have that no layup rule. You know, they're going to cream you.